Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 40, Justified by Grace, Faith versus Works, The Great Divide. One of the clearest distinctions in the entire New Testament is the difference between faith and works. Paul does not blur the line. He draws it boldly, repeatedly, and with pastoral urgency. He writes, "The righteous will live by faith." Galatians 3:11. This is not a suggestion or a spiritual ideal. It is the foundation of the gospel. Righteousness does not come through effort, discipline, or moral achievement. It comes through believing the one who justifies the ungodly. Faith is not our contribution to salvation. It is our response to grace. Paul presses this truth even further when he says, "By the works of the law, no one will be justified." Galatians 2:16. That single statement dismantles every attempt to earn God's approval. Works can reveal faith, but they can never replace it. Works can express gratitude, but they can never secure righteousness. The moment we try to mix the two, faith plus effort, faith plus performance, faith plus religious achievement, the gospel is no longer grace. Justification cannot be shared between Christ's work and ours. It rests entirely on Him. This is why Paul continually points us back to Abraham. Scripture says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." Romans 4:3. Abraham's righteousness did not come from obedience, sacrifice, or spiritual maturity. It came from believing God's promise. His faith was counted as righteousness long before he had anything to show for it. God credited righteousness to him before he lifted a finger. Abraham becomes the blueprint for every believer. Righteousness is credited, not achieved. Paul reinforces this contrast with striking clarity. To the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Romans 4:5. Not working but believing, not earning but receiving, not striving but trusting, God justifies the ungodly, not the impressive. He declares righteous those who come with empty hands and open hearts. Faith rests in what Christ has done. Works strive to prove what we can do. Faith looks to the cross. Works look to self. Faith says, "Christ is enough." Works say, "I must add something." The gospel leaves no room for mixture. We are justified by faith alone because grace is complete, perfect, and lacking nothing. This is the great divide and the great freedom. When we stop trying to earn what Christ has already given, our hearts finally find rest. Faith receives what works could never achieve. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.